This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iranian protesters took to the streets in the third day of demonstrations against the government after it acknowledged mistakenly shooting down a Ukrainian passenger jet, killing all 176 people aboard. AP's Zarya Shackley reports.
Iranian demonstrators defied a heavy police presence and chanted against the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. The Iranian demonstrators are protesting their country's days of denials that it shot down a Ukrainian passenger plane carrying 176 people. The plane crash early Wednesday killed everyone on board, mostly Iranians and Iranian Canadians. After initially pointing to a technical failure and insisting the armed forces were not to blame, authorities on Saturday admitted accidentally shooting it down in the face of mounting evidence and accusations by Western leaders. I'm Zarya Shakli.
Meanwhile, AP's John Gambrill reports an initial Iranian investigation details the final moments before the jet crashed.
It says that the plane was on fire and that the crew didn't make a call for help before it crashed outside of Tehran. This report comes as Iran faces a lot of pressure internationally over the crash and a lot of questions as well.
Experts are warning a volcano in the Philippines could erupt and are calling for evacuations. Reuters' Libby Hogan.
On Sunday, ash blasted into the air, followed by rumbling and tremors at the Taal volcano, 70 kilometers south of the Philippines' capital, Manila. But these plumes of ash could quickly turn into something more dangerous. Authorities have raised the danger level to 4 out of 5, with thousands of residents being evacuated from nearby towns. The plume of ash has drifted into the capital, forcing cancellation of flights and closure of schools and government work. Authorities have also warned of the risk that an eruption could cause a tsunami.
Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting from Washington. You're listening to VOA News. Kenyan police.